We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in top fuel, Clay Milliken, 3.663, 329.10 miles per hour. That elapsed time is a track record here, Lucas Oil Raceway. Clay, talk about, you know, conditions. Sun goes down, temperature goes down, and that's kind of when everybody likes to get up there and really get after it.
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, we set the track record here last year, 369-something, and we bragged about that to our sponsors and to everybody that would listen. We're the track record holder at the U.S. Nationals. And Leah went out there last night and went 66-something. I don't know what it was. Didn't matter. And our run last night, we were set up to go. That's really loud. We were set up to go 66. And when I know I shouldn't say this, but when I drove by the scoreboard, I looked up and I was like, 368. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago. 368 was my career best number. But after Brainerd, David Grubnick has been working on a new combination for this car. And he's been trying and testing and testing and testing on Saturdays, not like a test session. And he finally kind of got it where he wanted it, and we showed it at Brainerd. And we went 365, two runs in a row during eliminations. And so I was not surprised at all to go 66 a while ago. And when we got back, Grubby's looking at the time slip. He's like, I could have pushed it a little more right here, and I could have went 65. And there's no doubt we could have. But, you know, I'm glad to be up here tonight. I know we got two more runs tomorrow. And I'm just so proud of David Grubnick and Max Savage and all the guys that work on that car. I mean, they're the ones that should be up here talking, not me. All I was doing right then, he told me, he said, I've got two scenarios. One, that we're just going to go up there and go down the track again, probably another 68, or another scenario where I push a little. And he said, I'll let you know. And I said, it doesn't matter. I'm a test pilot. You know, we're not racing. It's not the track's a shootout. I'm a test pilot, and that's all I was on that run. So they deserve all the credit, not me. I didn't even look at the Christmas tree. I think I was 154 on the tree, because my job on a run like that is to do everything a driver's supposed to do other than cut a light, to give the race team everything they want from a driver, which is to kind of do your best to stay straight. These things never want to go straight. And I looked up at the scoreboard, 66, and then my next thought was, I can't get the last digit. You know, when you go by there, I was only going 329. So, I mean, you know, some of them guys probably can see the last digit. But I knew I went 66, and I was like, on the radio, did we get number one? Because I wasn't sure if it was or not. But, you know, hats off to the entire Parts Plus Great Clips team. They are awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, just got to say this, I've said it before, you know, we're working, we call it the Nitro Barn. Our shop is nothing like what you'll see over here in Brownsburg. We're working in a little metal building. It's a nice shop, don't get me wrong, but it's no, you know, 100,000 square foot thing. It is Doug's shop behind his house, and these guys are running with these factory teams, and I've said that before. These are factory teams we're racing against, and we've got Billy Torrance's old chassis, and we're taking their old parts and running pretty good. But it is a David Grubnick, absolute 100%. I got a Southern accent, and he does too. They're just a little different.
You now have three of the top 10 times ever in top fuel. How cool is that? That's
awesome. For a guy from Drummond's, Tennessee to, you know, go from driving a forklift to driving a top fuel car for a living, to have three of the quickest runs in history is incredible. Something I never would have thought about. My dream was always just to drive one of these things. It wasn't necessarily to win races, win championships, or any of that. My dream was just to drive one, and everything that else has happened has just been above, beyond my fantasy of being a race car driver.
Yeah, I know that your goal was to get into that top five, and it's obviously still very much on the table this weekend. But even beyond that, just the level that you guys are racing on now, is that, you know, does that make it feel even more confident than necessarily where you guys are at in the standings?
My confidence is definitely at an all-time high. I mean, I know we are here at the NHRA U.S. Nationals, and I'm just going to say I haven't had a confidence level getting in a race car like this since my IHRA days when we won a lot. I know when I get in this race car, that it can run with anybody here at any time without a question. Our car is as quick as anybody in the world right now, and my confidence level is definitely at an all-time high. I love it.
You can hang on to this. You got two in a row here.
I know. It's crazy. I actually, when they were interviewing me at the far end, you know, people ask us all the time, can these cars go quicker? We set the track record here at 369 last year. We just went 366. So these cars will always go faster and quicker. You know, it's just part of what these crew chiefs do. They make these cars go quicker, and they do it every year. The sport is incredible, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. And this sport is definitely going like this right now. We're the fastest growing motorsports in the world right now. I love drag racing. I love my job.
Clay, you said you didn't get the check. Stevo's taken that from you. Maybe I can give you a little bonus. We spoke on your live, and you were going to need some Vegemite for me.
You got some Vegemite?
I brought some for you.
Oh, awesome. I never had Vegemite. And we did talk about this.
Yes, we did.
And, it's crazy that I've spent 3 years with Grubby, and I haven't had Vegemite. So we're doing it right here, now.
Not really that good because there's no butter on it, but get that in.
Okay. Well, let me just check this Vegemite out. I bet this is a first. Not bad. Not bad. You ever had Vegemite?
I'll pass.
It's not bad. Or either I'm just really hungry. One or the other. Does that jar get to go with me?
Yes, sir.
That means me and Grubby can split it?
You can.
You think he's ever had any Vegemite?
I think he might have had a couple. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
No, thank you guys so much.